Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. My goal is to help you develop a holistic lifestyle based on our four cornerstone philosophy: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. This holistic approach will help you feel good, which I define as being connected to your most authentic, highest self. And this is the place from which your energy, confidence, creativity, true power, and true beauty will start to explode. Every week, we provide you with interviews from top experts in their field or a solo cast from yours truly to support you in living your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of Saluna, New York Times bestselling author, and holistic wellness, nutrition, and meditation teacher. Let's get started. Hey, beauties, and welcome back to our Thursday Q&A community podcast, where all our questions from today's show have come right from our amazing community. And our topic today is, are you in a rut? Reboot using the four cornerstones. We all get in ruts, let's be honest. We all have ups and downs, and sometimes we think that things are going really well and we're cruising along. And then snap, something happens, or we just get off track, and then we start to feel like we're in not such a great place. And this is a natural pattern that we see in nature as well. There's expansion, and then there's times of contraction and pulling inward. And what we want to do is we want to recognize that ups and downs are part of life and part of the natural cycle. But at the same time, we don't want to stay stuck and feel stagnant in a rut. We want to have the tools and practices to move through the rut most effectively, most efficiently, and not feel like, you know, this stuck vibe, like, oh, I want to get out of this and I don't know how to, or I can't, or feel sticky. It feels really hard. So we're going to get into that today. And I will say that sometimes when we just tackle things from a fragmented place, from like one perspective, we get limited results because we're not seeing the whole breadth of the issue. And as I say often, our wholeness lies in our power. So when we take a holistic approach, which is what the four cornerstones are all about, food, body, emotions, and spirit, it means that we are going to get past that issue in the best possible way because we are working on the level of wholeness. So it's like, you know, a client comes to me and they have something going on. I know it's not just about the food, and I've always known that. The food part we can fix, but usually there's an emotional part, something with their body, something with their self-connection, which is really what spirituality to me boils down to, more awareness, awakening to the essence inside of us, to spirit inside of us and all around. So yeah, that's what my intro there. I could keep going and going, but I want to leave time for the questions, of course. And before we get even to the questions, even, I want to give you a quick reminder to please leave us a review on iTunes, which is free and easy and a great way to support the show. And to motivate you a little bit more, I've created a really awesome self-love affirmation series, which includes these mini talks and the ways to do affirmations in the way that I do affirmations. And it's a really great way to start reprogramming some of your limited beliefs. And if you screenshot your review and email it to reviews@mysaluna.com, we will send you that program for free. So screenshot your review, send it to reviews@mysaluna.com. You will get your self-love program coming into your inbox. And while you're over there, please be sure to subscribe to our show. And that way you don't miss out on any of these Q&A podcasts or our Monday interview podcasts or solo casts. All right. All that being said, let's get into our show today. First question comes from Susan, who lives in Ontario. And she writes, "Seems like an odd statement to say that I have no idea if I'm stuck in a rut because I just keep on going. seems like life has gotten more hectic rather than calm through the whole COVID ordeal. Could this be true, Kimberly? I think it is true, Susan. I think that is potentially true. I think that, and sending you big love, my sister. Thank you so much for being part of our community all the way from Canada. So I think that if we, first of all, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I don't know if I'm in a rut or not. What it means is we've become desensitized. We've become a bit numb. It means that things start to feel like a pattern. We keep going over and over, and we don't really take the time to create more awareness, and we're not feeling as awake as we could yet. So things can just keep on going, and it may not feel horrible, but maybe it doesn't feel great at the same time. And so I think it's really important to do a very personal assessment, a check-in with yourself. And to do this, you need to create some space. And it could be, you know, an hour or two, I would say at least one, if not two, 3 hours, just sitting with yourself. Right now I'm in my woman cave in the basement, and sometimes I have that space in the evening or Saturday mornings. And a couple weeks ago, I had even more space when hubby was away and Bubby was away. It was just me and Mosey. And I really sat and did an assessment, and I let a lot of feelings come up. And I really just took the time to sit, and I had a lot of realizations. And so I think when life is really hectic and busy, we don't take the time to assess, to have stillness. And that's when so much information comes forward. Be sure to have your notebook handy, your journal, for those times. Because when things start to settle down, it's like a bunch of mud that gets kicked up in a lake. If people are like paddling around and doggy paddling, and then the kids and the people get out of the lake. And after a little bit of time, the leaves and the dirt settle to the bottom of the lake, and it becomes clear again. So I believe in modern life and the way that we schedule our days, and we have alerts on our phone, and we are sitting in line and can't just have a moment. We have to go on Instagram or our text or whatever. So we're constantly in external noise. We're constantly running. We're constantly just doing things all day long. That when we are just a being, when we are sitting back, we can discern, oh, you know, I'm actually in a rut emotionally. I've been sort of feeling really angry, bitter, sarcastic for the past few days. And I just stuck there, and I don't like feeling that energy, and just allowing that awareness to come, because then you can do something about it. Then you can sit and really let yourself feel those feelings, and maybe underneath there's sadness. There often is for me when I let those feelings go, there's some sadness, some grief. So then I sit with that too, and then I let that pass. And then I have a lot more clarity and I feel lighter. So I think it is a good practice to sit, and there's a little bit more guidance in this practice, Susan. Take your journal and then write a big cross, like four quadrants for our cornerstones, because these are the key areas of our life. And you can sit the food one first. How do I feel about the way I've been nourishing myself with food? Is there any changes I need to make to my diet? Am I in my highest and best self right now, dietarily speaking? And just see what arises without judgment, without beating yourself up. This is the place just to see, hey, could I up the ante here a little bit? Are there some shifts I can make? Just sit and ask yourself, am I really doing my best with my diet? And then move on to body. What's going on with my body? Does she need some love? Does she need more care? Does she need more exercise? Do I need to change my exercise? Just sit with your body, and you can even ask your body, what do you need from me? What am I not giving you? What can I do to nourish you more? And just see what comes up. And then mentally and emotionally, this is a big one for most all of us. Where can I feel more supported? Where can I allow myself to feel more safe so I can relax my nervous system? How can I process my feelings more? What's going on? Am I a rut emotionally? And then spiritually. And then this is the one about self-connection. Spiritual growth means we start to grow more and more into our awareness of who we really are, what the yogis call the true self, which is beneath the surface. It's your soul. It's your essence. Your unique essence of you at the core of Susan is something that can't be explained by the color of your eyes or your job title. There is Susan is Susan deep inside. So spiritual growth is about sitting with that. And in this assessment, you can see how much time do I really give to knowing myself, which is primarily through meditation, stillness, time in nature, so on and so forth, but really meditation and prayer and being in that space. You can say, am I in a rut here? Do I never allow that time? The last time I sat with myself and did a practice like this or meditated was 2 months ago or 5 years ago, whatever it is. So I would do that inventory, Susan, and really trust your gut feelings, really trust yourself, because you know best what is going on with you. And you know best if you are in a rut in one area or more areas, and then you will know best how to shift and how to move and what to do about it. So I love this question, and I love starting the show off this way, because sometimes we don't necessarily label ourselves as being in a rut, but when we start to sit back in more stillness, we can look around and be like, oh crap, you know, this could really be. It's not how I want it to be. I want it to be more aligned. I want it to feel better here. And we can keep going from there. All right, my love, thank you so much for your question. I'm really interested in your self-assessment and hearing where you are from a rut perspective. And we'd love to support you here in the community. So thank you so much and sending you so much love. All right, the next question comes from Andrea, and she lives in Georgia. And she writes, I'm in my 40s, and my girlfriend keeps telling me I should try something new, like I need a kick in the butt or something. What can you suggest for me as I am newly a single mom and working to keep my head above water? I feel like I have lost myself in motherhood and in my divorce. Oof. Big one, Andrea, my love. My heart goes out to you. And I said, oof, because I can resonate with this. I understand. I was a single mom too for a time when I broke up with Bubby's dad and I moved out on my own into a home that I rented. And I felt like I was trying to keep my head above water. I was just feeling shell-shocked. And, you know, it's funny the way life works out, because this happened sometime after my mom passed away. And my dad, who was very close with my mom, and they were together for over 40 years, I had him move in with me. And at the time, it was like, I got to help daddy out because, you know, I just don't want him being on his own since mom just passed. But really, it was so amazing and comforting to have my dad there and to help have my dad help with Bubby. So anyways, I understand that kind of what that feels like being in that situation. So first of all, I send you so much love and a big hug, because you are doing it, mama, and you are strong and you are amazing and good for you. I do think it is important to take care of yourself. If your friend is saying that, you know, noticing something, you know, she's probably sensing and feeling that, you know, she's concerned about you. Maybe she's worried that you aren't giving yourself enough love and self-care and attention and energy. So I would take this back to what I was saying with Susan about a little bit self-assessment with the four cornerstones. And here I want to start with a spiritual cornerstone. When we go through big life changes, when we had an identity of being in a family, married with a kid, when things change and now you're a single mom and that identity has completely shifted and, you know, is no longer there, it is really important that you take the time to reconnect with who is Andrea underneath those labels. Who am I? And this is what I did. I really dove into my meditation practice during that period. And I really took the time to sit and to assess. And my head was spinning. And I was attached to those labels. And I thought, oh, I never thought I'd be a single mom. Like, what is going on? But underneath all these changing and shifting circumstances is Andrea. And it's really important in this period to connect with that essence and to connect with her and where she is. So I highly recommend, the number one practice I recommend is meditation, to ground yourself, to connect with the spirit, with the energy of Andrea, with your true self. That is where you will find your power. That is where you will get your confidence back. That is where you will connect to your true beauty and to all the love from inside and all the love you can offer outside. So we have free guided meditations. I have a method that I've organized and have planned out that I now am teaching. It's called Practical Enlightenment Meditation. And there's a part of it that's physical, sitting down, so you're not doing like poses or anything, but there's a part to help settle your body. And then we get into some breath work, and then we get into introducing the intention, the affirmation, the energy of that particular meditation. So I found it to be really, really effective. If you'd like to check it out, we have it in the app, we have it on the website. But meditation, as I read what you're saying here, Andrea, to me is the most important thing, just to have that connection back in. And then emotionally, I just think it's important to sit with your feelings and to notice what's coming up. Is it anger? Is it sadness for this life that you thought was going to be and now it's shifted? Community is really, really important. And community has helped me get through all these really hard times in my life. When my mom passed and when I did become a single mom is actually when I started getting into circles. And I started going to circles that two of my friends were holding. And I started really liking the idea. And then I started developing my own way of doing the circle, which is today available to you and to everyone in the Saluna Circle, which is our membership part of the app. And we sit in circle together. We get on Zoom every month. There's amazing conversation happening on a daily basis. I give tips every day. So I think that community could feel really supportive to you, Andrea, from an emotional standpoint and from that mental health standpoint. It's really important to connect with like-minded sisters. I'm a huge believer in that. And then body-wise, even though there's a lot going on, I think it's so important to move your body, to get outside, to take walks, to just feel alive. Because otherwise we can start to just feel stagnant, we're sitting around and then our heads, then we start to feel more heavy. So please, love, go for walks, move your body, just move yourself and keep that as a regular practice. It's very good mentally. And then food-wise, yeah, just make sure that you stay connected to what your body needs, that you're taking time to eat, you're chewing your meals, you're taking a moment to pause and ask yourself about what to eat before you just plow forward and eat whatever is the easiest thing. I often eat easy things, but they're different things because I stand there before I choose. I stand there, sometimes I close my eyes, and I just say, what should I eat right now, body? What do you need? And sometimes it's different than what I think it's going to eat, the thing it's going to be. Today, I asked my body, and I was going to have my normal avocado, tomato, sprout, hummus wrap, but it said I need more grounding. I felt the need for more grounding. So instead, I made a bowl, and I had sweet potatoes, spinach, rice, and beans. And it was a very grounding meal, and I just felt it in my body. I need this right now. So remember, Andrea, to take great care and to really spend some time focusing on Andrea. And that will be the best thing you can do for your children as well, for yourself, is to really connect back in. Meditate, community, journaling, walks, good food, and you'll start to feel more strength and you'll start to rise up from this period stronger than ever. And I can say that now from being on the other side, I feel stronger than ever. And I also feel the most peaceful and I feel the happiest ever. Because if you are not in a good relationship, you need to move on and then you can rebuild. You learn your lessons and then you keep going and life just keeps getting better and better and better. So I'm so excited for you, Andrea, to transition, to grow. I send you so much love, my sister. Keep in touch with us and let us know how things are going. All right, my loves, we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we have two more questions for you guys. Hey, beauties. So I want to share with you a little bit about why I'm so passionate about our SBO probiotics. You may have probably heard of probiotics by now because they're super popular, and probiotics do help to really rebalance your whole system and your health, because we know so much is dictated by the proper balance of bacteria in our gut, known as our microflora. So why are SBO probiotics? Well, these ones, just like everything else that I love to teach about, these are based on Mother Nature. They're based in, SBO stands for soil-based organisms. So they're based in the soil, the bacteria in the soil that our ancestors used to eat in small amounts. And that would really help to nourish their guts and to keep them healthy. And that's how our ancestors got their probiotics. This type of probiotic is very hardy. It also survives stomach acid. So it goes into your gut where it proliferates, and that's where you get the benefits. SBO probiotics are so powerful. You don't need to refrigerate them. You take them every day, and you can get benefits as far as better digestion, more energy, higher immunity, even better skin. I love these probiotics. I stand by them 1,000,000%. I take them every day. I recommend them to all my clients. So check them out for yourself if you haven't yet already over at mysaluna.com. And you can use the code wellness15 for 15% off all supplements or skincare, excluding bundles. Again, that's wellness15 for 15% all supplements and skincare, including these amazing SBO probiotics. All right, my loves, we have two more questions for you on this topic of, are you in a rut? Reboot using the four cornerstones. And the next question comes from Justine, who lives in Tennessee. And she writes, I used to think that eating the same foods would help me stay on track, and I feel like it does, but I also feel like I need a reboot. Any tips on how to make this shift without losing what I've gained, which is weight loss and a better mindset? So what I like to do, Justine, is I like to make basic things. Like, you, I like to eat things over and over again, but I vary the ingredients within it. So for instance, see, I have my glowing green smoothie in the morning, and it tastes radically different to me if I put pineapple in for the fruit, or I stick with the pear apple banana combo, or if I put strawberries in, which Bubby loves. So I vary the food within it, so I'm getting that wider range of plant foods, which is really important for gut health. I recommend checking out our podcast with Dr. B, who's an amazing gut health doctor. I interviewed him a couple months ago, and he does talk about his biggest thing I got from the show, or one of the biggest things from his philosophy, is really eating as many different plants, kinds of plant foods as possible, because each one helps to strengthen your gut and starts to awaken different parts, different enzymes. And so we are healthiest from a food perspective when we do eat a wide variety. So it's okay to have that GGS every day, but vary it up. Sometimes we have kale instead of spinach. So my wrap, which I was just talking about, sometimes I put sprouts, sometimes I put microgreens, sometimes I put, you know, just different things in it. But I know I'm going to have a wrap, but I make it different. Same thing with the Dharma's kale salad. Lately, I've been in this huge goji berry kick. So I put goji berries in it and hemp seeds and walnuts. But sometimes I put olives and sunflower seeds and tempeh on top. So I vary the ingredients, but it's still that no-brainer, like I'm going to have the kale salad. Same thing with bowls. Same thing with kitchery. I change up the veggies. I change up the actual components, but and the spices. So here's another important aspect is Ayurveda talks about seasonality, and it talks about rotating your herbs and spices for that season. And we've had great podcasts. Another one I'll have to recommend here is with Vaidya Jay, with Dr. Jay, my Ayurvedic teacher, who's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to Ayurvedic practices and foods and spices. And I loved, oh my gosh, I loved my Ayurvedic nutrition class that I took with him. It was really wonderful. So I will say that another thing you can do, Justine, is to really work with the spices and mix things up. And also, there is a natural flow to the seasons. So spring, it's time to eat a lot of raw food. Summer, more cooling foods because it's the height of pitta, the sun. And then in the winter, we tend to eat, you know, fattier, comforting foods. So I'm definitely having a lot more curry and khichdi in the winter than right now. So I would just, my advice to you, Justine, is it's great you're on track. And I think that's wonderful. And I do the same thing. I eat a lot of the same basic stuff. Vary your spices, vary your ingredients, vary your veggies, and, you know, stick to some seasonal shifts. And other than that, you know, keep going. It sounds like you're in a really good place. And that will give you the reboot that you need, I think, just by, you know, sticking to what's seasonal, sticking to what's fresh, sticking to that variety. And so you get more variation. It's going to feel great. Let me know how you do, my love. And thank you so much for being part of our community. All right, my loves. And our last question comes from Marianne, who lives in Idaho. And she writes, I've been an avid follower of yours for a few years now and have incorporated much of what you teach. My question is, do I need spiritual practice if I'm feeling pretty good about my routine as it is? Wow. This is a wonderful question, Marianne. And I absolutely love it. I think it's very honest and very authentic and very applicable. So I think that there's layers and layers to feeling good. And I felt pretty good, very good, amazing, you know, where I was at that time. It felt amazing to me. Let's say 10 years ago when I started to really get my bloating under control and it was so easy to maintain my weight for the first time and my skin was clearing up. And if you asked me back then, I would say, nah, I don't really need much. Now I've got this whole thing and I feel really good. But the journey to wellness, to true wellness, keeps going and going and going. And so for where I sit today, I can say that the greatest, most powerful part of my wellness routine and my wellness philosophy is around self-connection, knowing yourself truly, self-realization. And that comes from spiritual practice, which comes from really spending time getting to know yourself, the true self, really knowing Marianne. And there's layers to this, right? When I say knowing her, it means just being really comfortable and connected to her and the true self. And when you are connected to that deeper essence inside of you, there's unlimited benefits, including just feeling more confident, feeling more clear as you walk around the world, feeling less reactive to things, feeling very calm, feeling ever new levels of joy, just from nothing at all, just feeling explosions in your heart, feeling connected to other people, having better relationships, having a better relationship with food, not feeling so tied to food for emotional reasons, but feeling so deeply grounded that food can just go back to being nourishment and something you eat for supporting your body. So I would say, Marianne, it's wonderful that you're in a good place. That makes me really happy to hear. I'm very, very happy for you. But I would encourage you to be open to a spiritual practice, such as meditation, to explore if that will even take you to another level, which I believe it will. If you continue with that, it's layers and layers, right? You drop deeper into this awareness. It's a different quality, I think, as you move about the world. Different look in your eyes, different energy. Your voice sounds different. You're tuned into something deeper than just the surface. So to me, it's been worth everything. To me, the one practice I never want to give up is meditation. I take meditation over, you know, the healthiest foods all day. I'd rather meditate and eat so-so than eat amazing and not meditate. How about that? Because to me, that meditation, that self-connection influences every single interaction and every single moment going forward. It gets infused into everything. It changes my mindset. It changes my energy. And so, yes, I did feel good 10 years ago, Marianne. I was starting to meditate. I wasn't as deep as I am now. But I will say from where I sit, and I stand by this 1,000%, I'm 1,000,000% passionate about this. When we talk about the cornerstones, food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth, I teach these. I talk about these things because I really do believe in them, and I really do believe that there is a reason that we are created the way we are. We have this physicality, and there's koshas, there's layers. It goes deeper and deeper inside. We don't want to just stay on the surface. We don't want to just put on the makeup and, you know, look in the mirror and just see this. We want to see this, feel this. I've got my hands on my heart right now. The soul, the essence. What makes Marianne unique? How can she offer those gifts to the world? How can she be even more connected and loving with herself and other people? Everything gets better when we deeply, deeply, deeply connect. And I can say that from personal experience. I can say that from my heart. So give it a go, Marianne. Just let me know how you do. It doesn't have to take the most time in the world. As I mentioned, our guided meditations are like 7 minutes. So just try consistently going inward, connecting with yourself over the next week, few weeks, and see how it feels. And I can almost guarantee that it's going to feel great, that you are going to notice another layer of self-awareness, self-love, joy that you get from those practices. And I can't wait to hear more about it. Please keep in touch with me. All right, my loves. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really loved this topic. And before you sign off, I want to leave you with a quote of the week, which I wrote at the beginning of the show, actually, as I do with all these shows. Our quote is, more self-connection will help you move through ruts more easily. So it's funny because we just ended on that question where I talked about self-connection. So we're all going to get in ruts, right? Life is not always going to go our way. That's not how life is supposed to be. We're supposed to grow and evolve and strengthen and align. Life can be gritty, right? But we move through and we get stronger and stronger. We move from deeper waters. So it's not so much about, you know, avoiding all the tough times, but being in a rut is like, I kind of fell down and I'm not getting back up. I'm not picking myself back up. So when we stay connected, which is really what the four cornerstones are about, really connecting all the dots, all the levels of our being physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, we stay more connected inside. So then we discern, you know, what our bodies need, what we need mentally. Maybe I just need to rest. Maybe I need to cry. Maybe I need to have a grounding meal. Maybe I need to eat something lighter. Maybe I need to go for a walk instead of lifting weights. Maybe I need a more intense workout today to work out some energy. Maybe I need to call a friend. Maybe I just need to be really quiet right now, right? Self-connection is the way, the path forward into discerning how we self-soothe, how we heal, how we rejuvenate, how we deeply love ourselves. So the four cornerstones is the path to more self-connection. And we have resources for you in all of these cornerstones. So food-wise, check out our 30-day roadmap for healthy weight loss. Check out all our recipes. Check out my earlier books. Body-wise, we have the best supplements in the world, as far as I'm concerned, for really tuning your body up. SBO probiotics, detoxy, digestive enzymes. It's amazing high-performance, non-toxic skincare to take care of your largest organ. And emotionally, we have our journal prompts. We have the Soluna Circle, which is my amazing love. I love our community in the circle so much. We are so close and we support each other so much. And then spiritually, I'm putting out meditations now every week. So you can check them out in the app and on the website as well. I'm really here for you spiritually. I am very passionate about sharing this. As always, I always like to share what has helped me tremendously. And meditation is the way that will help everything else click. Trust me. So I love you all so much. I will be back here Monday for our next interview podcast. Till then, take great care. Check out the resources. I will also see you on social @_KimberlySnyder. Sending you much, much love from my heart to yours. See you back here soon.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.